Caesars casino dealer in New Orleans arrested for rigging games. A roulette dealer at Caesars Casino in New Orleans and a resident of Violet, Louisiana, have been arrested in connection with an alleged scheme to defraud the casino of more than $10,000. The arrests were carried out by Louisiana State Police following an investigation into irregular gambling activity involving late bets at the gaming establishment. According to information released by law enforcement, the suspects have been identified as 46-year-old Margaret Lake, who was employed as a dealer at Caesars Casino, and 23-year-old Ahmad Junius, a resident of Violet. Both individuals were arrested on Friday, and each faced a charge of theft ranging between $5,000 and $25,000. The case is being handled by the Louisiana State Police Gaming Enforcement Division, which oversees criminal activity in state-licensed gaming venues. The investigation began on April 8, when detectives from the Gaming Enforcement Division's New Orleans office initiated a probe into suspected theft from the casino. Over the course of the investigation, authorities determined that Lake had been deliberately enabling Junius to place multiple late bets during roulette games. This form of cheating allows a player to observe the outcome of the game or gain an unfair advantage by placing a bet after wagering is officially closed. Late betting is considered a serious violation of casino gaming rules and is categorized as cheating. Casinos enforce strict regulations to ensure fairness, and late wagers undermine the integrity of table games. In this case, officials allege that Lake, as the dealer, permitted Junius to place bets after the cutoff, giving him an illicit edge and contributing to a total loss to the casino exceeding $10,000. Casinos know all the tricks. On April 11, detectives obtained and executed search and arrest warrants at Junius' residence in Violet. He was taken into custody and transported to the Orleans Justice Center, where he was booked on the theft charge. Lake was arrested and booked at the same facility later the same day. Authorities have not disclosed specific details about the evidence that led to the arrests or how the actions were detected, but the charges suggest that surveillance or internal audits may have played a role in the findings. Under Louisiana state law, theft involving an amount between $5,000 and $25,000 is classified as a felony. The penalty for a conviction on this charge includes imprisonment with or without hard labor for up to 10 years, a fine of up to $10,000, or both. The severity of the sentence is determined by the court and may take into account factors such as prior criminal history and the circumstances of the offense. As of now, both defendants remain in custody pending further legal proceedings. Caesars Casino has not issued a public statement regarding the arrests or the internal measures taken in response to the alleged misconduct. The matter remains under investigation by the Louisiana State Police, and further details may emerge as the case progresses.